This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Voters in the Indian state of Gujarat went to the polls today to determine the political fate of one of the country's most controversial politicians. It's the final round of voting, and the results could predict the fortunes of India's two main parties ahead of the next national elections. And as NPR's Philip Reeves reports, there are other reasons today's election is so important.
Why, you might ask, does anyone outside India care a jot about Gujarat? And why would anyone outside India care about the elections there? Yet the outside world does care. Its diplomats are watching closely. Author and social activist Achyut Yagnik says the place really matters.
Gujarat is very important because Gujarat is one of the most developed and industrialized province of India.
To see the fruits of this, you only have to come here, to the city of Ahmedabad. A young couple loads a huge pile of shopping into a rickshaw. They've just come out of this vast, glistening mall. It's a glimpse of the future, yet in this city, the past is never far away. And that, says Yagnik, is another reason Gujarat matters.
In 2002, it was a carnage. It was a carnage. And a large number of Muslims were killed.
5 years ago, Gujarat was the scene of some of the worst sectarian violence in India since partition. There's disagreement over exactly how many people died. Unofficial estimates say that it was more than 2,000. They were mostly Muslims, set upon by mobs of hardline Hindu nationalists, intent on avenging the death of nearly 60 Hindus in an earlier attack on a train believed to be by Muslims. Yagnik has written widely on the subject.
I think most disturbing was the degree of violence also, the misbehavior with minority women or with the dead body of Muslim women that created UN cry at the national level also.
At the time, Gujarat's government was led by Narendra Modi, a charismatic, authoritarian Hindu nationalist. Soon afterwards, Modi was re-elected. And now Modi and the party to which he belongs, the BJP, are up for re-election again. That's the third reason Gujarat matters right now. Modi's government turned a blind eye to much of the 2002 violence. There's evidence police actively collaborated in attacks on Muslims. Modi's since softened his public stance, but his critics believe he's still a hardline nationalist, a demagogue who advocates a concept known as Hindutva, in which, says Professor Ghanshyam Shah, Hinduism is supreme.
Not only the Modi, but all Hindu fundamentalists believe in the supremacy of Hinduism. They have ambitions in 21st century. Hinduism will be superpower in the world.
Vibrant Gujarat na sapna drashta, apna loklalila mukhyamantri.
On the streets, Modi's campaigners are concentrating on Gujarat's vibrant economy. Yamali Vas, a spokesman for the BJP, Modi's party, says the economy is what voters really care about. He says the violence of 2002 is now forgotten.
Almost everyone has forgotten, and it is something which an unfortunate event which happened. But now everyone is back to his or her own life.
But the events of 2002 haven't been forgotten here. These days, Muslims and Hindus in Ahmedabad tend to live in segregated neighborhoods. This is a Muslim ghetto on the edge of town. The inhabitants include 25-year-old Feroza Banu, whose husband was shot dead during the riots. Since then, she's been struggling to get by.
I cried a lot after my husband died. I have no in-laws, I have no family. I was very insecure. Life was very tough. I had a child to take care of, and I was all alone.
She's sitting in a room with a group of neighbors. They talk of how they fear there may one day be more communal violence. They say they've lost faith in all politicians. But, says another woman, Natsia Abba, there's one leader above all others who they say they do not want to see return to power. They'll always blame him for what happened here some 5 years ago.
For 6 months we saw riots happening, we saw babies torn from their mothers' wombs, and the government didn't do anything. So what is the use of a government that doesn't help when there are riots?
Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.